Governor Josh Shapiro is appealing to the state Supreme Court about a lower court's decision that stopped Pennsylvania from joining a multi-state climate program. It's called REGGIE, the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, and it's had a rocky history in Pennsylvania. State Impact Pennsylvania's Rachel McDevitt has been following REGGIE closely, and I recently had a chance to talk with her about the new developments. So what is REGGIE? What is it designed to achieve?
So REGGIE is an agreement, a collaboration between 11 eastern states from the Mid-Atlantic up through the Northeast. It's designed to reduce emissions from power plants, and they do that by setting a regional cap, so a limit on how much carbon dioxide pollution they want these plants to emit, and then the plants have to buy something called allowances, which is basically a permit for each ton of carbon dioxide they emit. That money then goes back to the states, and they can invest it in clean energy programs or energy efficiency programs, or they could help with bill assistance or other types of things that would benefit consumers in those electric markets.
Can you give us a quick background on Pennsylvania's bid to join REGGIE? I know it's been a bit of a saga, and you've covered it really closely.
I've been covering REGGIE since I started this job, which was over 3 years ago. So it started with Governor Tom Wolf in 2019. He signed an executive order directing the Department of Environmental Protection to write a regulation that would have the state join REGGIE. That took a while. There was some delays because of COVID and the pandemic. They had virtual hearings throughout 2020. The rule itself was finished in 2021, but then it had some delays from the legislature. The Republican majority at that time in the legislature was very opposed to REGGIE. They put forth a few efforts to try to derail the process. They then successfully held up the process by holding some votes on whether they could try to cancel the regulation from going forward. That all turned out unsuccessful. The regulation was finally published in the Pennsylvania Bulletin, making it official in April of last year, 2022. It went into effect in July, but then was immediately put on hold by the Commonwealth Court. And then up until now, it's still basically in legal limbo. It's that we've been hearing court arguments on this, on the merits of REGGIE, on the process of how it was enacted, and we still are not participating in it.
Yeah, in early November, Commonwealth Court ruled that Pennsylvania could not join REGGIE. Why?
They ruled that the money raised from REGGIE would essentially be an illegal tax because of the way Pennsylvania was trying to join. If the legislature had passed a law directing Pennsylvania to join the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, it would not have been a problem. But because the legislature is the only body in Pennsylvania that can raise taxes, set taxes, levy taxes, then the executive branch trying to make this regulation to join REGGIE was not legal in the opinion of the Commonwealth Court. The Wolf administration had argued that it was not a tax, it was a fee, you know, cost of doing business in the state, but that argument did not win out in Commonwealth Court.
So why is Governor Shapiro's administration appealing the court's decision?
The Shapiro administration is trying to be clear that it's not necessarily going to the Supreme Court to defend REGGIE itself, but they are trying to preserve executive authority. So they feel that the executive branch does have a certain amount of authority to levy these fees, not taxes, but to implement these types of programs. And so they're saying it's very important for them to preserve that authority for the Shapiro administration and future administrations.
What has Shapiro's stance been on REGGIE? Is he a supporter of the program?
Governor Shapiro has never fully supported REGGIE. He says he wants to find something that can reduce emissions in Pennsylvania while supporting jobs that would not threaten jobs in any way. He's been an all-of-the-above, quote-unquote, energy strategy governor. He convened a working group on REGGIE. They could not agree that REGGIE would be the best option for the state, but they did agree that if the state could join a wider cap-and-trade program that would cover the entire electric grid that Pennsylvania shares with other mid-Atlantic states out to the Midwest, it's called PJM, if there could be a grid-wide cap-and-trade program, that would be preferable than participating with states that are in other electric grids.
Why do supporters of REGGIE think joining is so important?
This is really the most significant climate regulation that Pennsylvania has attempted. Pennsylvania has been a bit behind the curve in terms of its neighbors in setting renewable energy goals or clean energy goals or trying to clean things up. And so this is the program in front of us. This is on the table. If there was not a legal blockade, we could join, you know, tomorrow. But this really is like, this is a carbon price for a fossil fuel state, Pennsylvania. And so they see it as, you know, very significant and a major step towards addressing climate change in the Commonwealth.
Pennsylvania's remaining coal-fired power plants are set to close by 2028 anyway. So how much of an impact could RGGI have if it was enacted?
It could still have an impact. The Wolf administration tried to argue that this wasn't about shutting down coal plants or specifically targeted at coal plants. They would have some heavier costs under something like RGGI because they are heavy polluters. But the goal of RGGI is reducing pollution overall and then raising money that can be funneled into clean energy, energy efficiency programs, or other things that would benefit the state and the energy transition. There still will be power plant carbon pollution after coal-fired power plants shut down. We have a lot of natural gas. Natural gas doesn't produce as much carbon dioxide as coal when burned, but it still does produce carbon dioxide. And so they will have to participate in a cap and trade program if Pennsylvania does finally enter one.
So RGGI's not dead, but it's in limbo. What happens next?
So the Shapiro administration is appealing. Arguments have not been set. It's very early days. In the meantime, Governor Shapiro is appealing to lawmakers in the General Assembly to work on an alternative to RGGI. There is no existing cap and trade program for the PJM electric grid region that includes Pennsylvania. So Pennsylvania could set a statewide cap and trade program, just do it themselves, not have the benefit of an established program like RGGI and not a wider reach. Or it could try to work with these other states within the PJM grid and create a new cap and trade program. There would be challenges with that. Trying to start something from scratch would be, you know, a huge undertaking. And these would be with states that have a lot of fossil fuel power in them that may not be as friendly towards this type of program.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rachel McDevitt reports on energy and the environment for State Impact Pennsylvania. Environmental groups Penn Future, Clean Air Council, Sierra Club, and the Environmental Defense Fund are also appealing Commonwealth Court's decision to the state Supreme Court. They say they're doing it to protect their members' rights under the state constitution's Environmental Rights Amendment. There's more on the future of RGGI at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.